This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas House of Representatives remains in discussion over the funding for the private option to expand Medicaid coverage to thousands of Arkansans. Last week, supporters of the measure were still two votes shy of the supermajority required to pass. The Senate has already passed the funding with not even one vote to spare. This weekend, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas discussed the private option's fate with the Speaker of the House, Davey Carter.
So let's talk about what has changed this past week. You've been in negotiations. Word has come from various sources that basically maybe we do some sort of limitation on the enrollment period for the private option. Has that gotten you, is that the gist of what we're going to do, and has it secured the extra votes that you need for passage?
Well, to put it in context, you know, that subject matter arose from discussions that I had with several members that stemmed from a letter that I received from 27 of the House Republicans that that they'd like to sit down and try to discuss the matter and possibly negotiate some other alternative. But in those discussions, open enrollment did come up. Now, that's very complicated. It doesn't sound like it's complicated on its surface, but that is a complicated issue because it has effects on other things. So, you know, we talked about that last week. We're still talking about it now. And if that's something that is involved in the final resolution of the matter, I can't say for sure right now.
But you don't have any commitment to the extra votes that you need to get this thing over the 75% hurdle.
As of today, I would say, I'm not going to comment on that because.
Well, you got to give me some comment on that. Yeah, I mean, you've been saying for weeks that you've been confident. 100% confident was one of the things
that
you said.
And I still am. And I guess the question, as I understood it, was does it relate to the open enrollment issue? And I can't say 100% sure that will be a part.
That may not be the breakthrough to get this, get you guys over the hurdle.
Right,
are there other things being discussed that you think might be one of the changes that could be made?
That is the main subject matter that we're talking about now. But again, Roby, the issue with that is it's very complicated. And I think the ones that had some interest in pursuing that recognized after we spoke that although on the surface that's a pretty good idea to have open enrollment, you want to enroll your people in your plan, you want to set the actuary numbers, you want to see what the loss rates were in the previous year and set rates going forward. Although that is on its face a good, a good thing, there are other things that come out of that. For example, what do you do when you're in the blackout period because of the federal laws?
We move people over into straight Medicaid, and then the state's on a hook for 3-to-1 match, right?
That's right. So you have that issue. You have issues of people, kind of coming on and off. And so it's not as easy. It's not as easy as a concept as it sounds.
Let's talk about I want to pull up a quote here from State Representative Bruce Westerman. He's the House Majority Leader here. He said that, "I think at the end of the day, we've got to negotiate to come up with a solution regardless of what's happened in the past." That's House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman. Yeah, he really hasn't been part of the negotiations. This is the majority leader. You guys are the Republicans. You're the majority. Why is there not more, everybody being on the same page on the Republican Party on this?
Well, that's there's not a single good answer to that. But, this is certainly one of the most divisive issues that our country's faced in a long, long time. When you really get down to what, we do have a, most members of the, it's about 50-50. The Republican caucus, the House Republican caucus is split on the issue. And, the reasoning behind both positions, I'm not, I understand why some of the members think the way they do. And I think they, hopefully understand the way, the reason why I think that we ought to move forward with the private option. But, where the two school thoughts diverge is that, are we going to take control of the issue in the state of Arkansas and do what's best for Arkansans, or do you want to just continue to fight that anti-Obamacare issue nationally? The overwhelmingly last session, three-fourths of both chambers supported the earlier option of just taking it and doing what's best for the state. And I would say now, I know it appears that we don't have a lot of, that there's not a majority support in this chamber, but there are 135 members of the General Assembly, and to date, There are 100 of those 135
sure.
of are
supporting
that.
You just don't have the supermajority of the 75%
right.
in both chambers.
It's tall order.
So will you allow a vote, if you can't reach an agreement, will you allow a vote without the private option funding in there? Can you say that that might be a potential option?
That has not been the will of the chamber to do so. There is an amendment, Representative Bruce Cozart files, there's an amendment on the House floor now that, in effect, would require that. Well, the reality is that there aren't 51 members to even approve the amendment. Or perhaps even to take it back on second reading. So the will of the chamber hasn't been to do that. Those things should have been done well before we got into this position. And now, I talked about early on, no negotiations, this and that, and I probably could have said that better in hindsight. But, that part of that stemmed from just the reality that, that's where the votes were. That's where you see it today. You've got 73 members that, aren't going to just walk away from having the private option. They believe in it. There's been a lot of work into it.
Will you let the legislature go home without a vote on a DHS or a Medicaid budget altogether if you can't find some sort of compromise?
Go home. We're not going to do that. At the end of the day, we're going to get this resolved. The people of Arkansas should have some comfort in that. And I will say this, that even the ones that are still opposing the measure, even up to this day, are beginning to come and recognize that that's not a good option. So I don't see that there's really a chance of that happening.
You think they'll at least cave by the end of the debate?
Well, I wouldn't use the word cave, but I think that, it's just being responsible. And we're here to govern, and I think we've governed well last session. And I think that although this is a heated debate and there's been some difficult times and been some frustrations and heated conversations, that we're here to govern, and I think we've done a decent job of that. And I think we're going to get this thing done here, perhaps it's even as early as tomorrow.
Davey Carter, the Speaker of the Arkansas House, talked with Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, this weekend. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at aecc.com.